Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the gospel meeting. We just got our hymn sheets. So the one I, oh blessed gospel sound, yet there is room. Is that on our hymn sheet? I think it is. Thank you. Number 15. If you were anticipating the Little Flock hymn book, it's number 66 in the back. But we'll sing it off the hymn sheet, number 15. Hymn number 15.
Oh, blessed gospel sound, yet there is room. It helps to all around, yet there is room. The guilty may draw near, though our Savior's not here.
The Lord's help tonight. Our God, our Father, we thank thee for the gospel invitation. That invitation has been going out now for 2,000 years. We thank thee for everyone who has responded to that sweet and loving invitation. We thank thee, blessed Savior, for thy words. Whosoever will, let him come. Lord, if there's one of those whosoever's in the audience here tonight, oh, may they come. We know, Lord, that there's many who know the gospel message. They know about the Savior. They know about the one who came from heaven. But they just haven't come. Lord, we reflect in our hearts those words of thine. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we're living in a troubled world. On every hand there's fighting and disaster and death. and disasters of natural sources and storms and floods and all, but oh Lord, there's disasters right within the heart of many who are lost. Lord, we pray that thy word would touch our hearts tonight, and thy love would draw some needy soul to thee. Lord, we feel so inadequate to present that wondrous message, to speak of thy heart of love, O our God. But we thank thee that we have the privilege of telling forth the good news. Lord, we hear thy words in the scriptures to go forth to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. We pray, Lord, that each one of us here who know thee as Lord and Savior, that our hearts would be stirred to seek the lost. We pray thy blessing and help tonight in all our weakness. Lord, do by the power of thy Holy Spirit, who draw precious souls to thyself. We hear thee saying that my house may be full. Lord, thy heart is so great that the gospel is still being told forth until the last soul is brought into thy glorious house. Lord, we pray thy blessing. We pray thy help tonight. We commit us to thee. In Jesus' worthy and precious holy name, amen. I'd like to read one verse to begin tonight from Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. How beautiful are the feet upon the mountains, him that bringeth good tidings. We had a number of verses in the Bible reading this afternoon about the Lord Jesus coming from heaven. He came down from heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. And that's the blessed person we'd like to talk about tonight, the one who came down from heaven. And it says here, how beautiful are his feet. How beautiful. He took a body. Psalms tells, the body hast thou prepared me in order that he might walk through this world and reach the need of my heart and yours. Oh, what a precious Savior. I believe as Isaiah penned these words by the Spirit of God, perhaps he thought, the one who is coming, I'm sure he did, those beautiful feet that came down from heaven to tell us the good tidings of the gospel. And I hope tonight that in your heart you realize the beauty, the glorious reality of the one, the man from heaven, Christ Jesus, who came and walked this world in pure love and grace. He's a wonderful Savior. Before we go any farther, we'll ask His help in prayer. Our God, our Father, we thank Thee for this glorious one who came down from heaven, who came to save and to bless and to tell out the heart of God. Oh, may there be a response in every heart. Those of us who have experienced what it is to know the Savior, to know our sins forgiven, to know that we have a home in heaven. Oh, blessed Lord, I just pray Thy help tonight. Do bless Thy word. And pray that by faith we may see Him who came, Him who went to that cross for our redemption, who paid the price to save our souls. Oh, dear Lord, we are weak. We are failing. Thou dost never fail. Thank Thee for this. So we pray Thy help tonight in the worthy name of Him who came from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I was thinking of these beautiful feet that came down from heaven, who walked this weary world and brought the good tidings. You know, he came at a time in this world's history when, no airplanes, there was no cars, no trains. Those feet walked. As far as I know, there was only one occasion that I remember of, or perhaps two, that he rode on a beast, on a donkey. One when he went into Egypt as a small child, young child, when the Lord sent his parents to Egypt to escape from the wrath of Herod. In the world his hands had made, he had to escape for his life to Egypt. Perhaps they rode on a donkey. I don't even know if it tells us they did. One other time when he rode on a borrowed donkey and he rode into Jerusalem to fulfill the scriptures. Other than that, as far as I know, he walked the weary paths of earth in love and grace. Told out the tidings of God's heart. And we've had so much in the Bible readings here of that wondrous story of how God was made known in Christ. How He came to tell us what was in God's heart. Do you know what's in God's heart for you? God loves you. God loves you. And I hope you realize it tonight. Those beautiful feet, what did this world do? They nailed those feet to the cross of Calvary. They nailed them. There, Psalm 22 tells, they pierced my hands and my feet. Does it mean anything to you, dear friends, tonight? Does it mean anything to you that the Son of God, the Creator of all things, the Lord of glory, was here? He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. The world knew Him not. Instead of honoring Him, they nailed Him to Calvary's cross. Those beautiful feet. that brought the glad tidings to my soul and to yours. I sometimes like to think of his ascension in the first chapter of Acts, you know. He led them out as far as Bethany, it tells us. And as he spoke to them, he went up to glory. He went back to glory. He told his disciples, if I go prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you unto myself. But I was thinking there as he ascended into glory through the cloud. Through the cloud. And what a meeting it must have been on the other side of the cloud as he was received up into glory. Received the worthy one who earth would not acknowledge, who men like you and I despised and slew. There, at the end of his pathway, went up into glory. On the other side of the cloud, he met the Father. What a blessed person. And there are those feet. That was the last thing the disciples saw as they watched him go up. They saw those nail-pierced feet as he went through the cloud. Well, by God's grace, many of us here tonight are going to see his hands and his feet. You know, they're never spoken of in the Scriptures scarred over. It's always the wounds. It's fresh in the heart of God. Revelation 5, we read of his wounds. Him that was wounded for, he was wounded for our transgressions. God will never forget that. Their wounds. I believe for all eternity. We'll see his hands and his feet, his pierced side that was wounded, wounded for me. Can you say that? Do you realize his love that brought him to Calvary, that he was wounded for you? You might know about it, but oh, have you ever come? Have you ever come? You know, there's a woman in the Bible, the Queen of Sheba, she's called. And it tells us in two places, at least in the Scriptures, maybe three, that she heard of the fame of Solomon. She heard of his glory. And then, what did she do? So sweet. She came. When she heard of the fame of Solomon concerning his God, concerning the Lord, it says, and she came. I doubt whether there's one here in this room anywhere tonight who has never heard of the fame of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man from heaven, the man who came to save and to bless. But have you come to him? Not enough to hear about him. Not enough to know some of the Scriptures. You got to know him. And he wants you to know him tonight. We're reading in the first chapter of John yesterday, and we read that verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Have you received him? You might know all about him. You've probably been at meetings like this before. You've heard much about him, the Lord of glory, that blessed person. Have you made him your own? Have you made him your own? Have you ever said, yes, Lord Jesus, I know you died for my sin. He's made it so simple, and yet it cost him so much. Come, for all things are now ready. Come. The work is done. Calvary is finished. The Lord Jesus said before he gave up his life there on that cross, he said, "It is finished." Finished. Oh, what a wonder it is that he finished the work that he came to do. The work is done. Have you made it your own? Have you made it your own? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Are you a child of God? You can be. The work is done. He paid the price. He bore the penalty of our sins on Calvary's cross. Christ died for our sins. He's risen again. Gone back to glory. Is he your Savior? Or is it to you just a matter of statistics? You've heard it before. Have you made it yours? Come, the Lord pleads. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Well, I believe we could say that many of us have learned this afternoon in the address, in the reading meeting, we learned from him that which gives rest to the soul. Rest in our lives. But you know, before you can find that rest, you need to have peace with God. It's nice to have the peace of God, and I hope that each one of you we'll go home tonight with the peace of God in your soul. You need to start with having peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To know that God is satisfied with that sacrifice at Calvary's cross. As we sometimes sing, God is satisfied with Jesus. We are satisfied as well. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior that he died for me. Well, let's go over to Luke chapter 10. We'll keep in mind this verse about him that came and walked this weary path. I'm not going to speak tonight about any rare scriptures or unusual things. In all the scriptures, I believe we turn to be ones you heard from Sunday school. Perhaps everyone here has heard the gospel maybe many times. Years ago, there was a young man, I forget his name now. I don't know if I heard it, but some of you know him, knew him. He came to Sunday school week after week, and he had a good mind. He was able to memorize. And my wife's father was there taking the Sunday school one time at the meeting where he went, and he asked if anybody knew the Sunday school memory verse. And A couple of his own boys managed to stumble through the verse, one verse, and said it, and that was fine. So he came to this young lad next, and he said, "Do you know a verse for your memory, a verse, Sunday school today?" The folks were visiting there. He quoted a chapter, complete. Whole chapter. Oh, he had a good memory. And he knew a lot of scriptures. He'd memorized. But you know, it doesn't say he that memorizes the scripture will get to heaven. I don't think that it went beyond his mind. Never got into his heart. As far as I know, evidence would indicate that it never got into his heart. For a few years later, climbed up onto a bridge over a highway with a rifle and a large supply of ammunition. I can't remember the exact details, but I believe he shot 15 people from the bridge. Sad to say. Well, knowing about the Lord is not enough. You know him? We're mentioning the Queen of Sheba. When she heard of the fame of Solomon, it doesn't say she memorized some of his proverbs. It doesn't say she thought that's very nice. She came. You need to come tonight to the Lord Jesus. As many as received him, not as many as who came to the gospel meeting, as many as received the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a personal thing. Have you received him? He loves you. He's calling. Come unto me. Have you come? Have you received him? He's waiting. He's waiting perhaps for one. Here in this audience tonight, if you're the one, come. Come. It's a wonderful word. Come. Come now, the Lord Jesus says. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. The Lord said to Noah, come thou. Come thou. The door of the ark was opened to whosoever would come. The Lord, as if he bowed down from heaven, said to Noah and his family, the door is open, everybody can come. Come thou. You, personally, come. And they entered into the ark and were safe. When the flood came, the judgment of God fell upon this world. God shut the door at the end. But it was open for a long time. The place of safety was available. Strange enough, a lot more animals came in than people. Perhaps they thought they knew better. But what an invitation. Come thou, never mind the person next to you. Maybe they're passing you notes tonight instead of listening. Maybe they're... You and them are making plans for what you're going to do as soon as the gospel meeting is over. And the devil's got your mind filled with everything under the sun. Or maybe the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Come thou, come thou. What a Savior. Let's go to Luke 19 and verse 10. Verse that I love. The book of Luke is a wonderful book, you know, because we see the Lord Jesus truly as a man, the Son of Man in the book of Luke. One who feels what we feel. One who walks the path we walk. And here's what it says in Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, the love of God. He loves you tonight. And He wants to save your soul. I had a call on the phone about a week before we started on this trip. The voice on the other end said, Cease. It's Ross Park here. I want you to pray for me. I found out I got terminal cancer. The lungs are full of it, both lungs. He'd been a smoker all his life. Oh, he said, won't you pray for me, please? Have your group, he said, pray for me. Well, we did pray for him at the prayer meeting, and then the next night, or next day, I think it was Doug Barry and I, Doug and Marge were down visiting us. If I'm not mistaken, you went out with me. Yeah, we went out and we visited Ross Park. He said to us, although he had said to me in earlier years, he didn't know if the Bible was true or didn't know if God was real. And he had a lot of doubts and things, but now he said, I know the Bible's true. He said, I know it says this, that some shall be beaten with many stripes. And some shall be beaten with few stripes. He said, that's what I've got to look forward to. Being beaten with either many or few stripes. And that's not a very great hope to have, is it? That's not something you would enjoy looking forward to. But Ross, he was sure. He said, I know. He said that God tells the truth. And so I know it's true. He said, I'm soon going to die, and I'm going to be beaten with either many stripes or few. My heart went out to him, you know. He felt it deeply in his soul. We turn to John 5:24. Let's turn to it now. Oh, he believed now in the judgment of God, face to face with death. I don't know if Ross is still living. I hope he is when I get home and going to visit him again. He came in after we'd been there. I thought he was too weak to even drive his car, but twice before we left on this trip, he drove from York Harbor into Cornbrook to see me. He wanted a Bible with bigger print that he could read. And I hope he's found the Savior. I really hope that he's found the Savior by now. John 5:24. Brother Doug and I read this to him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. What does it say? Shall be beaten with many stripes or few stripes? What does it say? Hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is past from death unto life. How many stripes, Roth? The love and kindness of God. He that hears my word. If you heard God's word, you're hearing it tonight. Have you believed? Have you believed? in the God that sent the Savior from heaven to bear your sins on the cross. Have you believed? No condemnation. Precious word. Consider it, my soul. I didn't want to lessen his concern about those stripes. But I just wanted to tell out the heart of God for him. God is not desirous to punish, because the Lord Jesus took the punishment for your sins, if you'll have it, if you'll believe him, if you'll receive him. Oh, what a Savior. What a blessed Savior. Well, dear friend, do you know that blessed person? He loves you. He died. He came and bore my sins on Calvary's cross. Is he your Savior? Oh, he can be your Savior tonight. He's longing to save. Here in Luke's Gospel, we find that he wept over the city of Jerusalem because they didn't receive his testimony. He said this as he wept in Luke's Gospel. He said, "How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathers her chicks beneath her wings, and ye would not, ye would not." Oh, dear friends, are you one? Is there one here tonight over whom the Lord Jesus would have to weep and say, "She knew the gospel," or "He knew the gospel"? Would not, would not, would not. Those words will ring through the ears, I'm afraid, of some in eternity when it's too late. "How often would I have gathered thy children?" He said to those women that were following him to the cross, and they were weeping, he said to them, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Is your child here tonight who's still in their sins? The Lord Jesus, tears flowed down his face. Not because they were going to crucify him and nail him to the cross and abuse him, but when he thought of those that were going to perish in Jerusalem when judgment fell upon that city, he wept. He said, "Don't weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children. The hour cometh." And destruction and death will be upon them. Dear friend, tonight the hour of judgment is coming. God in his mercy has put off the judgment of this world for all these years. But it's coming. It's coming. You're not saved. You're going to stand before the great white throne. And as far as I know, there won't be one that'll be there that'll escape eternal judgment. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the time. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Today, if you will hear his voice, the Lord says, harden not your heart. Today, won't you come, dear friend? Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Well, there's lots of other scriptures we could turn to. I think this meeting was slated for 45 minutes. That's a great plenty. You heard the gospel. Only takes one scripture. Just before we close, though, let's turn to 10th chapter of Romans. Simple verses that you've all heard before. Romans chapter 10. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I like those words. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The devil will tell you like he told Eve and Adam in the garden. Make something of yourself. Eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Get an education, you'll be somebody. You shall know good and evil, he said. Dear friends, you don't need to know good and evil, you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. And then a verse that I seldom preach the gospel without quoting. It's verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. God couldn't have made it more simple. Lord Jesus, will you save me? Have you called on the name of the Lord? He hasn't made it complicated. You don't have to go through some learning, some bookwork or whatever to attain your salvation. Just says, call upon me. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer thee. Have you had an answer from God? Oh, if you haven't called on him, please do so this very night. Maybe your last opportunity. Come to Jesus gently calling. And just a tiny little word about the 15th verse. Just going to read the last part of the verse. And this is for you who know the Lord. This is quoted from the verse we read in Isaiah, and here's what it says. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We notice in Isaiah it's how beautiful are the feet of him. It refers to the Lord who came from heaven, who came from glory. And here in Romans it says to your heart and mind, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Dear Christian young brother, sister in the Lord, do you have beautiful feet in God's estimation? Well, you can have. Do you love to tell the story? You know, I've heard a big congregation of people saying, I love to tell the story. And I think, I wonder how many of us told that blessed story to those that we know best, to those that we work with, to those that we go to school with. I love to tell the story. You have beautiful feet? I hope so. Doesn't mean they're physically beautiful. I know I don't have beautiful feet. My toenails are all falling off. I guess Stocker over here knows a little about those kind of feet, but it's not that kind of a problem that we have with our feet, most of us, because we just keep them under the bed or under the couch. May the Lord help us to be faithful, diligent in telling out the glad tidings. We'll just commend this to the Lord now. Our God, our Father, how we thank Thee for our precious Savior. We thank Thee for that love unbounded that brought Thee from glory above. Where we met Thee with hatred, enmity, nailed Thee to the cross, blessed Lord. And yet, Thou art still compelling them to come in. We pray Thy blessing on Thy word. We thank Thee in Jesus' worthy and precious holy name. Amen.